This is Trevor Thierry, VOR Houston, KUSDON, dictating for Dr. Mahir Alder. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Catling, C-A-T-L-I-N-G. Date of birth is October 10th, 1956. Primary care physician. This is Dr. Dalwin, D-A-L-W-I-N, located at 27301 DeQuinder Road, Suite 306, Madison Heights, Michigan, 48071. Phone number is 248-546-1117. Fax number is 248-546-1288. Referring physician. This is Dr. O, O-H, and Dr. Saeed, S-A-I-D. Located at 21700 North Western Highway, Suite 801. Located at Detroit, Michigan, 48075. Phone number is 248-440-0920. Fax number is 248-440-0929. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic. No, next paragraph, follow-up period. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Catling in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she is a very pleasant 55. Six-year-old African-American lady with a past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, CHF, and a history of CVA 15 years ago, period. She is a known case of carotid artery stenosis, period. She status post-carotid angiography done in January 2010 and underwent successful PTA of the left distal common carotid artery and the left internal carotid artery using a distal embolic protection device and a 6.8 by 40 millimeter AccuLink BMS, period. She is in our cardiology clinic today for a follow-up visit, period. Next paragraph on today's visit. Patient stated that she's doing relatively well, enjoying her regular state of health, period. However, she does state that she has been more fatigued lately, and in addition to feeling very tired, she has swelling around her ankles, period. However, she denies any shortness of breath, chest pain, diaphoresis, palpitations, syncopal or presyncopal episodes, any numbness or tingling, weakness of her arms or legs, or anything indicative of a stroke, period. Patient's speech is intact, does not complain of any speech changes, or period. The patient also doesn't complain of any skin color changes, varicose veins, intermittent claudication, or dizziness, period. Patient has no other complaints at this time being and follows up regularly with her primary care physician, period. Next paragraph. Test medical history. 1, hypertension. 2, hyperlipidemia. 3, congestive heart failure. 4, CVA, stroke as of 15 years ago. 4, sorry, next number, 5, history of coronary carotid artery stenosis. Again, that was carotid, C-A-R-O-T-I-D, carotid artery stenosis, status post-revascularization of the left CCA and ICA in January 2010, period. Next paragraph, pathological history, none. Next paragraph, allergies. Patient is allergic to codeine. Next paragraph, current medications. 1, naproxen 500 milligrams. 2, aspirin 81 milligrams daily. 3, potassium 10 milli equivalents daily. 4, furosemide 20 milligrams daily. 5, Plavix 75 milligrams daily. 6, Carvedilol 12.5 milligrams twice daily. 7, ferrosulfate 325 milligrams once daily. Next number, enalapril 10 milligrams once daily. Next number, amlodipine 10 milligrams once daily. Next number, vitamin B12 daily. Next number, oyster shell calcium vitamin D tablets once daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. Vital signs on today's visit. The patient's blood pressure is 111/67. Patient states that they did take their medications. Pulse is 54. Weight is 154. Height is 5'6". BMI is 24.9. First is physical exam. Please copy and paste the normal physical exam template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Lower extremity arterial PVR. done on March 14th, 2012. Stress test done on March 14th, 2012. Carotid ultrasound, duplex ultrasound study done on March 14th, 2012. 2D echocardiogram done on March 14th, 2012. Bilateral carotid angiography done on January 21st, 2010. An MUGA scan done on August 25th, 2009. Please copy and paste these diagnostic investigations from pages 2 and 3 on September 6, 2012. Again, that was pages 2 and 3 from the cardiology clinic note in September 6, 2012. Paragraph EKG done on January 25th, 2013, today. Demonstrating a ventricular rate of 53 beats per minute, sinus rhythm, is normal sinus rhythm, as well as evidence of an old anterior wall myocardial infarction, as demonstrated by poor R-wave progression, and leads V1 through V6, period. Patient also has, demonstrates borderline first degree AV block, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Carotid artery stenosis. Patient is known case of carotid artery stenosis. Status post angiography done January 21st, 2010. She underwent a successful percutaneous transluminal intervention of the left distal CCA and ICA using a distal embolic protection device and 6.8 by 40 millimeter AccuLink bare metal self-expanding stent with a lesion reduction from 95 to 10%, period. Most recent ultrasound of the carotid was done on March 14th, 2012, showed an occluded right CCA and left stent with a more than 70% occlusion, period. She is asymptomatic. She is not asymptomatic at this time, as she states that as she is feeling fatigue and has been very tired lately. She also has mild swelling of around her ankles, but otherwise has no other symptoms regarding this matter, period. Because of the fact that the patient is feeling tired, we have ordered a new carotid duplex ultrasound study to be done to evaluate for any carotid artery stenosis, especially in the areas in the area where the patient had a stent performed, period. Patient denies any head exposure, vision, weakness, or numbness in the extremities, period, or at period, patient also denies any syncopal or presyncopal episodes, period. At this time, we will wait for the patient to get the carotid duplex ultrasound study, and the patient is to continue the same medication regime, and we'll follow up with the patient in 5 weeks, period. Next number, coronary artery disease. Her most recent myocardial perfusion stress test done on March 14, 2012 showed small size, mild severity, apical, completely reversible defect, consistent with ischemia in the territory typical of distal LAD, period. Patient is asymptomatic at the time being regarding her heart, period. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath upon exertion, period. Patient denies any palpitations, period. We've recommended that the patient receive a DLCO, pulmonary function test, as well as a two-dimensional echocardiogram to evaluate her lungs as well as her cardiac function, period. We recommend that the patient be treated conservatively, and we will continue to monitor closely, period. Next number, hypertension. Patient's blood pressure was 111 over 67 on today's visit, which is well controlled, period. We recommend her to continue her same medication regime, adhere to a strict low-fat diet, and continue monitoring her blood pressure, reading in the following follow-up visit, period. Next number, hypolipidemia. Patient is followed up by the primary care physician for lipid profile testing and frequent LFTs, period. Next number, CVA. She has a history of CVA that affected the left side with left side 15 years ago, period. The patient has some residual weakness documented, although she had not complained of any symptoms today, period. She is also a known case of carotid artery stenosis, for which she had an angiography done. Angiography done in the past, period. The patient is otherwise to continue the same medication regime, follow up with a primary care physician and neurologist for this regard, period. The patient also will receive the duplex carotid ultrasound to evaluate her functioning, period. Next number, cardiopharmacogenomics, DNA buccal swab to confirm genotypes and aid in dosing medication metabolized by the CYP450 pathways, period. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Catling, period. Her phone number has been provided to her to call with any questions or concerns at this time, period. We'll see her back in our clinic in 5 weeks or sooner if necessary, period. In the meantime, the patient is to continue to follow up with a primary care physician regularly and then see us in 5 weeks, period. Next paragraph, thank you very much. Sincerely, Trevor TREVUR, Houston, KUSTON, medical student, dictating for Dr. Mihir Elder. Thank you. This is the end of the dictation.